Hello.
Hi, good evening. This is Joseph. I'm calling with our opinion survey. How you doing?
Good. What is this regarding?
We're actually conducting an opinion survey. I'd like to ask you a few questions about your attitude and your opinions towards womanhood. Can you help us with this?
Sure.
Thank you. Do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay. And what year were you born?
71.
Okay. And now, are you registered to vote like many or like many people?
Yes.
Or are you not registered?
I am.
Okay. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I am not.
No? Okay. And what is your race? White, black, African American?
White.
Okay. And in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following, your own future?
About my future?
Yeah, your future.
Is this overall?
Yeah, overall.
Not positive.
Okay. How about the future of the country?
Not so positive.
Okay. The future of the planet?
Not so positive.
Okay. And no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means no power at all and 10 meaning you have a lot of power.
Not a lot of power.
Not a lot of power. So well, from 0 to 10, what would you rate it?
I don't know. 3?
A 3? Okay. And of the following issues, which 3 are the most important to you? Climate change, education, student loans, economy and cost of living, racism, discrimination, mental health, gun violence, immigration, health care, abortion access, crime, national security.
You have to pick just 1?
No, 3. You can choose up 3.
Oh, 3. I forgot how you worded it.
Economy, cost of living, racism, discrimination.
Cost of living.
Okay.
Discrimination.
Okay. You have climate change, education, student loan, mental health, gun violence, immigration, health care, abortion access.
Mental health.
Mental health, okay. And which of the, I'm thinking about this chapter in your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? Caring for senior family members, relationship, your education, improving or maintaining your mental health, having or caring for children, economic security, financial independence, contributing to positive change in your community, improving or maintaining physical health, hobbies and free time activities, work-life balance, advancing other career or other.
Pick one from that.
Yeah, you can pick up the 3.
All right, the first one, caring for
senior family member or
yes.
Children.
Senior.
Okay. Another one.
God, I can't think.
Relationship, education, improving your maintaining your mental health. Mental health. And economic. Okay. Great. And which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to 3. Your hobbies, interests, your role in a relationship, being young, your personality, your profession, your sexual orientation, being American, being a woman, your spiritual religious belief, being a member of a racial or ethnic group.
Religious.
Okay. Hobbies, interests, role, relationship, being young, your personality, your profession, your sexual orientation.
Profession.
Okay. Okay. Being American, being a woman.
And American.
Okay. And do you think about the American political system? When you think about the American political system, what emotions do you feel most often? Do you you can choose up to two: hope, happiness, exhaustion, a disappointment, sadness, anger, frustration, pride, dread.
Frustration and anger.
Okay. Okay, so frustration and anger is the same thing. Anything else besides that?
Frustration, anger, and...
exhaustion, happiness, hope, disappointment, sadness, pride, dread.
Dread.
Okay. And which of the following statements come closest to your opinion? Statement A says, our government political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing American people. Statement B says, our government political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing American people, but could in the future. Statement C says, our government political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
Third one.
The third one? Okay. And what factors are the most to blame in the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? Division and gridlock between political parties, too many old white men in power, power-hungry politicians seeking control, systemic racism, corporate money, too much influence. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. The two-party system, not enough people getting involved in our voices being heard. None of the above.
I would say the people not being heard.
Not being heard, okay. If you could choose another two.
Not being heard. And
power hungry politicians seeking control, so many old white men in power, division and gridlock between political parties, systemic racism, corporate money has too many influence. Politicians
the money, the corporate.
The corporate
and
And politicians are out of touch with daily life of most people and the two parties.
Yes.
Okay, that one. And how much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, a little, somewhat, or not at all? Ballot initiatives.
Little.
Okay. President Biden.
A lot.
Biden, a lot. Okay. The Supreme Court.
A lot.
Congress.
A lot.
Okay. Community organizations like nonprofit grassroots coalitions.
I'm sorry, what was it?
Community organizations. Like nonprofits, you know, grassroots coalitions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Somewhat.
Yeah.
Which one?
I would say a lot.
Okay. How about your state government?
The next one down from a lot.
Somewhat. Okay. How about your city government?
Somewhat.
Okay. And now you will hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admission. Is that very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not motivating at all?
Not motivating at all.
Okay. How about the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aims to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers? Very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
Somewhat.
Okay. How about in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down on the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade? Very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, not at all.
Very motivating.
Okay. And the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services. Is that very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. And in your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to take to make the change you want in the U.S.? Attending a protest, is that very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not at all?
What was the actual question?
Attending a protest, is that, how effective do you think the following actions?
No effect.
No effect, okay. How about signing a petition?
No effect.
Contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives? Very effective, somewhat effective, not very
effective. Not effective.
Not effective, not at all. Okay. Volunteering for an advocacy organization?
You think that's somewhat.
Effective? Somewhat, okay. How about voting elections?
Oh, I don't know.
I would say somewhat effective, not very effective, or not at all, or very effective?
Not.
Not. Okay, not very, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. How about boycotting a company?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. How about sharing your opinion with friends and family in person or on social media?
Not at all.
Not at all, okay. And no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported to keep them from voting. Which describes why you may not have voted in the previous election. You may choose up to three, like you didn't have time to vote, the candidate didn't represent your values, inconvenience, you know, like long walks, long lines. You didn't think your vote was going to count properly. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. You didn't know how to or even when to vote register. There was an intimidating presence in the polling place. You didn't know enough about the candidates. Your mail-in ballot didn't arrive on time. None of these because you always vote, or none of these because you face other obstacles.
I would say time and
representing your value, inconvenience, the long lines. Do you think your vote will count properly? Voting doesn't change things that matter to you.
Voting doesn't really change.
Okay, and how about the last one? You didn't know more how to register. There was an intimidating presence in the polling place. You didn't know enough about the candidates. Or your mail-in ballot didn't arrive on time. Well, that's about it.
I don't really have a third.
Okay. No worries. And for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States. Right now, most of us are struggling with rising prices and lower wages, while the wealthiest corporations are making record profits and paying zero federal taxes. The powerful few have always worked to break the rules by paying politicians for policies that will increase their own bottom line. We must fight back to demand corporations to be held accountable and pay their fair share. Does that engage you a lot more, a little more, a little less, or a lot less?
A lot more.
Okay. In 2022, the Supreme Court struck down on rights for abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade, restricting access for many people across the country, triggering total bans of 24 states. But young women have made it clear we won't accept this attack on our rights by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy and protect the freedom to make our own decision about our bodies. Does that engage you a lot more, a little less, or a lot less?
A little more.
Okay. And the federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan, projected to cut pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. This is a crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, reported that it may be take action in the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past the point of catastrophic warming. We must continue to push measures like these for a livable, sustainable future. Does that engage you a lot more, a little less, or a lot less?
Not really.
You say a little less than, or engage a lot less?
A lot less.
Okay. How about young voters turned out to be a huge number in the 2022 mobilized by issues like abortion? We elected the highest number of women, LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, and AAPI representatives in the history. And our power is only growing. Millennial and Gen Z Americans will make up half the eligible voters by 2024, giving young voters decisive influence on election outcomes. Let's put this power into action so the government reflects us and our values. Does that engage you a lot more, a little less?
A little more.
Okay. And what are the media sources that you check post on your for new content? You can choose two: Twitter, local news station, news or commercial articles online, international news outlet, TikTok, Instagram, podcast, YouTube, national TV stations, or Facebook.
Facebook.
Is there another one?
Yep. No.
Okay. And thinking about the content you consume online, what topics do you seek out the most? Hobbies, tips, hacks, sports, humor, memes, government, politics, news, current events, health, beauty, self-care, business, finance, music, show, movies, science, technology.
I would say finance.
Finance, okay. And is there another one?
Cooking.
Okay. So that'll be like hobbies and tips. Okay, cool. And what was the highest level of school you completed, or the highest degree you received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school diploma, some college but no degree, associate, bachelor, master's, professional degree, or doctorate?
Some college.
Okay. And do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, or three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Heterosexual.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separated?
Married.
Okay. And are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
What's on my paper or what I identify?
No, with politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or Independent? That's, I mean, your opinion, how you feel.
A Republican.
Okay. And do you consider yourself a strong Republican or not so strong?
Not so strong.
Okay. And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off?
Full-time.
Full-time. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president? Were you or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, or not eligible? Or didn't vote?
I hate to say it, but Biden.
Okay. Last year, that is in 2022, what was your total family income from all your sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$160,000.
Okay. And this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. Greatly appreciate that. Have a wonderful evening and wish you the best.
Great. Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. Thank you. Good one. Bye.